This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Hundreds of mourners have gathered at the Fountain of Praise Church in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, to view the gold-colored casket of George Floyd, the African-American man whose death in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, sparked renewed protest against police brutality in cities around the world and in other parts of the world. Outside the church, organizers assembled a large floral arrangement with white roses to spell the initials BLM for Black Lives Matter. Floyd's funeral will take place Tuesday, followed by burial at the Houston Memorial Gardens Cemetery. An aide for former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden said the Democratic presidential candidate planned to travel to Houston to meet with Floyd's family and to give a video message at the funeral. Congressional Democrats called for the biggest overhaul of the country's policing laws in decades on Monday. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is demanding tough law enforcement. Democrats have scheduled hearings beginning Wednesday in the House of Representatives and hope to pass what they're calling the Justice in Policing Act of 2020 by the end of this month. To become law, the bill would also have to be passed in the Republican-controlled Senate, where a hearing on policing is scheduled for next week. The Democrats are aiming to broaden police accountability, track problematic officers through what they call a national police misconduct registry, and end the practice of transferring military equipment to police departments across the nation. Past congressional attempts at police reform and gun control legislation have failed, and the extent to which Republicans might join in the effort to approve policing reforms is unclear. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.